sinking ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has an offer he hopes some government workers can't refuse. Resign within a week and get paid through September. The problem with that, according to Donald Kettle, former dean of the University of Maryland School of Public Policy.
As you start trying to use buyouts to reduce the size of the government workforce, the one thing that's certain to happen is that we're not likely to end up with the right talent in the right places to solve the right problems.
Trump aide Stephen Miller tells CNN.
The American people voted for dramatic change implemented by Donald Trump. So it is essential for him to get control of government.
A federal judge has paused the administration's freeze on federal funding. A fierce condemnation of a Trump cabinet nominee from a family member.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, is urging senators not to confirm his bid to become President Trump's health secretary, saying the job
is an enormous responsibility and one that Bobby is unqualified to fill.
But Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party will work to confirm all of Trump's nominees.
We're going to continue to grind and grind and grind, and we'll do that through the weekend if necessary.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Senate confirmation hearings for RFK Jr. begin today. President Trump has stripped his former Joint Chiefs chair of his security detail. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon has confirmed General Mark Milley has had his security clearance revoked and his security detail removed. The Defense Department's Inspector General has also been directed to look into Milley's conduct to determine whether he should be stripped of a star.
Dozens of people could be dead in northern India after a stampede at a huge religious festival. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
It happened as tens of thousands of Hindu pilgrims all pushed to bathe in the holy waters during the Maha Kumbh Mela, which was seeing 400 million people converge on the Ganges River over the festival's 6 weeks. Victims were crushed and trampled, and still the crowds came.
The Federal Reserve is meeting for the first time since President Trump took office again. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's expected that the central bank is going to do a whole lot of nothing at this meeting. They will pause their rate cut campaign and take no action.
Mr. Trump signaled he wants lower interest rates. Baristas may get help enforcing Starbucks' new rules against hanging around in stores for too long without buying anything. The chains tested out panic buttons at several locations for employees who may feel endangered after telling someone it's time to move along. The buttons would trigger a switch that locks the doors from behind in case of emergencies. NASDAQ futures are up 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The streaks in the sky last night was likely space junk. The flaming pile of debris in the sky was seen at around 9 last night, leading people to get their cameras and post the video on social media. It was seen up and down the Lake Michigan shore from Milwaukee to Kenosha. It's possible the junk was part of a Starlink satellite system re-entering the atmosphere. Our Racine County barn went up in flames last night. At just before 9, crews from Raymond, Union Grove, Kansasville, and Norway were called to a property on Three Mile Road. It's believed only chickens were inside the barn. We're working on learning more. Kenosha kids are helping others from being cold. A total of 846 winter clothing items were collected for the Frank Elementary Drive. The Every Child Warm in the Winter effort was organized by the United Way of Kenosha County and the Kenosha YMCA. The initiative got cold weather gear to nearly 400 students. The head of the Kenosha County United Way is praising the community's generosity. About 10% of the Kohl's corporate workforce is getting cut. The Menominee Falls-based retailer announced yesterday plans to cut about 10% at its area headquarters. Company says they're aiming to improve efficiency and achieve long-term profitability. The exact number of layoffs isn't known. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was
I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. We'll keep it breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 27. Warm again on Thursday, plenty of sunshine, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 37.
Things are better. We can solve murders now. They used to not be able to, all they had was just the fingerprint dust, and they were stumped. All you had to do was wear gloves and you could murder three or four nights a week if you wanted to. Here's how easy it was to murder. Murderers used to write letters to the newspaper for fun. They'd be like, "Dear paper, it's me, the murderer. Things are getting a little boring over here, so here's a clue. What has four legs and loves dinner? A table. See the next murder." And they'd still get away with it. The Zodiac wrote a dozen letters to the paper, and they were just like, "This guy's some kind of mastermind. He must be wearing mittens or something. I don't know how he's doing this."
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Peter and Gordon, I go to pieces. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 42. Tonight, clear. Lows 28. Sunny with a high near 52 tomorrow. It's sunny and 36 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Got a survey here that found the three biggest things that make coworkers hate each other. Their coworkers will always take the best vacation day so you can't get time off. You know, I used to work at this radio station back in the 80s. And there was a guy there. He was a single guy, you know, no family, no nothing. So he was able to pick his vacations way in advance, like 3 years in advance. And he always took the week between Christmas and New Year's. But he booked it 3 years in advance. And, you know, the people with families couldn't do that. So he always got that week.
And when people went to the boss, he said, well, he can do it, so he does it. He never gave up on that. Every single year, it was Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. All right. They also steal your food from the refrigerator at work, and coworkers who make you work extra by taking long lunch breaks. I think hate is a pretty strong word, don't you? But that's appropriate. I think in this case, it's 7:10. Local news, Tamla Sits. Here's Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing?
Elvis, Suspicious Minds, local news, Tamla's Hits at WRJN, where today you're going to get some sunshine. Highs near 42 tonight, clear, lows 28, highs near 52 with sunshine tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 36 right here at Radio Park. You know, it's amazing how much your body's doing right now without you even thinking about it. In the next 30 seconds, your body will produce 72 million red blood cells. Your blood will travel 4 miles. Your heartbeat will go 36 times. You'll shed 174,000 skin cells, and you'll blink 6 times while taking 8 breaths of air. Could you, and that's with your body not consciously doing it. Your body just does it. Could you imagine if we consciously had to do all that stuff? We'd be extinct.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Greatest rock and roll movies of all time, A Hard Day's Night. It's 717 at WRJN. You know, January is sometimes called Divorce Month. That's kind of depressing. Lawyers tend to see an uptick in new clients after the holidays. Some red flags to look out for include your partner's spending habits change. They suddenly start hitting the gym a lot more, and they've stopped nagging you. So if my wife continues to nag me, I guess I'm in good shape. Is that what that means? Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patrick never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patrick, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Garden Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you.
silhouettes on the shade, said to my job, you're on the wrong.
Silhouettes, you can win tickets to go see Herman's Hermits and the Association. You know the rules. You know what we're doing. 10:45 this morning. Be listening when Dan Marcus plays a clip from his interview he did with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Recall that later on when Kurt Bowman asked you after 2 o'clock. You're the first person in. You win the tickets. It's that simple. Yesterday we had a winner, Teresa Peterson. She was our latest winner yesterday. You could be the next winner right here at WRJN. Well, someone in England did a nice thing, donated a jar of Uncle Ben's cheese sauce to a food bank. There was only one problem. You had to read the fine print. It expired in 1998. Why would they do something like that? 7:26, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Here comes the bride, dum-dum-da-dum, dum-dum-da-dum-dum-da-dum, the most familiar of all wedding marches. Here comes the bride. It was written by 18th century opera composer Richard Wagner, and his life was as romantic as that now traditional tune might suggest. Far as we know, the wedding march from his opera Lohengrin was not inspired by any particular woman, but if you were ever curious to know the life and the love of the man who wrote the Lover's International Anthem, you're curious. Curiosity is going to be satisfied in the next 2 minutes. Her name was Cosima, the daughter of Wagner's friend and colleague Franz Liszt. She must have been a lovely young woman. Certainly she captured Richard's devoted attention as no other lady he had ever known. November 28, 1863, Cosima and Richard went on a carriage ride. Their blissful afternoon outing thus inspired the composer to write these words in his personal diary, quote, "We gazed speechless into each other's eyes, and an intense longing for the fullest avowal of truth overpowered us. With tears and sobs, we sealed our confession to belong to each other alone. A load was lifted from us," end quote. So it was that the man who more than 15 years before had written the world's most celebrated wedding march was finally ensnared in the silken web. Cosima would be a good wife, Richard a tender husband. By July of 1864, the happy she and he were settled into their new home, the Villa Pierre on the shores of Starnberg Lake. Within a year, they were three, a daughter, Isolde, born April 10, 1865. Professionally as well, this was a productive time for Richard Wagner. The opera score of the Meistersinger was filling out rapidly. Cosima's enthusiastic father, composer Liszt, paid a special visit to see how the music was developing. 2 months to the day after his daughter Isolde's birth, Richard's opera, Tristan and Isolde, was given its premiere performance. And though there were sad times mixed in with the glad, the love of Cosima for Richard and Richard for Cosima continued to blossom and to bear a bountiful harvest. Two more children followed Isolde, another daughter, Eva, a son, Siegfried. So you see, there was a happy ever after in the life of the man who gave us what's now the world's most recognizable tune, the wedding march from Lohengrin, which you know as Here Comes the Bride. Wagner died at the height of his fame on February 13, 1883. Cosima survived him, living long into the next century. And there are still a few of us who remember her last years in Denmark. They say every evening at twilight, she came to her apartment window to watch the setting sun and perhaps also to recall. Cosima never doubted Richard's love for her, nor do we. But before you draw too distinct a correlation between that familiar wedding march and the private life of the man who wrote it, I guess you ought first to know that Lohengrin, the opera from which the march is derived, that opera is really a tragedy. And that either unconsciously or purposefully, Wagner had patterned the rhythmic architecture of Here Comes the Bride after the funeral march of Chopin. And that Richard Wagner, the man whose music has heralded countless millions to the altar, was himself just a little late getting to the altar. For the three children of Richard and Cosima were born while she was married to another man. And now you know the rest of the story.
That sounds interesting. The wedding march kind of played off after, like, the funeral march. What could be made of that? Hey, for another, for the rest of the story, tune in to Dan Marcus this afternoon, 12:05 at WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's exactly 7:30. Let's check local news, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It wasn't a raid in Racine. Over the past weekend, a community organization called Forward Latino posted online about raids happening in the city. That wasn't the case, and the group posted a clarification. City of Racine leaders felt the need to respond, saying in a statement that police have no information about ongoing ICE activity within city limits. Southeastern Wisconsin is feeling the flu. The state reports a sharp rise in flu cases in our area, with very high activity reported statewide. Hospitalizations have spiked and vaccination rates are lower than usual. Older adults are skipping it. Only 60% of those 65 and older got vaccinated this season. Medical experts say it's not too late to get a flu shot, which can reduce the severity of the illness. The brisket and beaver nuggets are closer to coming here. The City of Oak Creek's Planning Commission voted last night in favor of rezoning land for a proposed Buc-ee's. It would go in along I-94 just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. At the meeting last night, there were concerns raised by people living in that area with worries about potential increases in crime, noise, light pollution, and traffic. If approved, the Buc-ee's location could be up and running by early 2027. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
All those stories you've been seeing about high egg prices, not likely to change anytime soon. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that there's been another outbreak in the state of Pennsylvania. 50,000 laying hens that had to be depopulated because of high path avian influenza. And he reminds consumers, it takes a little while to rebuild that chicken flock.
Again, when we're talking the replacement time on those birds, it takes a while to get to that level. But it's just a couple other things that come into play as well. And we've got a lot of cage-free laws in terms of restriction. That's tightened up the supply just because of the raising requirements for the birds. Plus also, we just kind of got through the holiday window here, and the demand seasonally is always very good around the holidays. So we just got a little bit of a hole in the egg market in terms of supply right now. Unfortunately, though, given the avian influenza, it's not likely to see prices come tumbling back down to a more comfortable level for quite a bit.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. Looking pretty good. I've got numbers next.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 186.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 at 189. Double A butter, though, dropped 3 cents to 250 a pound. This morning, the February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese unchanged at 2039 a hundredweight. March down 3 cents right now 20.06 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's up 3 at 4.64. November new crop beans up 5.5 at 10.53. July new crop wheat this morning up a nickel at 5.75 a bushel. So just a quick market snapshot for you. Remember, more available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny, not as warm today, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the mid-30s. We'll keep it breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 27. Warm again on Thursday, plenty of sunshine, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Current temperature is 37.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk, you could type, talking ended that day, it's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now? Faces come up to you. Well, I'll tell you what I think that way out of the guy. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a missed shaving spot, there's a piece of crust, some goo, you see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
Sunshine, we laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine, and I'll be on my way. I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear.
Garnett will sing of the sunshine. I think it was from 1964, around there. Yeah. 7:39, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, a poll asked this hypothetical. You get $3 million immediately, But the deal is you can no longer use anything China-related. Would you take the deal? More than half the people in the poll said yes, 52%. But everyone else said no, mostly because that means you'd have to do without, get this, cell phones, computers, TVs, and cars. Because despite where it's made, the components, like semiconductors, are made in China. So 48% of the people said, uh-uh, wouldn't take the $3 billion. Couldn't do without all that stuff. It's 7:39, local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 42. Tonight, clear, lows around 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 52. Oh, yeah. Sunny and 36 right now here at Radio Park.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a path down a pretty fourth pine. Selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number nine.
Searchers, love potion number nine here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Well, one Republican state senator in Missouri once filed a proposal to bring back duels. Now, if one member of the Senate insulted another member of the Senate, they could challenge them to a duel, and they'd have to agree on weapons to use. Now, this wasn't that long ago they proposed this. So I'm kind of thinking, yeah, could you imagine that in Washington? If one senator disagreed with the other, they go out in the back of the White or go back in the back of the Capitol and duel it out. I kind of like that idea. We should check that and see if it really works. All right, this is the week we're giving away Herman Servants and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen today, Thursday, and Friday at around 10:45 in the morning. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman Servants lead singer Peter Noon. Now, remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 o'clock today, Kurt Bowman will ask you to call in and tell him what the main point of the interview was about. Now, if you're the first to recall, you win tickets to see Herman Termitz and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan from WRJN. And keep listening. 10:45 this morning. You better write that down. 10:45 this morning. Dan Marcus here at WRJN. Ah, speaking about the Association, it's 7:43, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
Cherishes the word I used to describe. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blood. To the hope in my heart.
you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe me as much as I cherish you.
The Association Cherish. You might be hearing them sing that live in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on February 28th. Just be listening for that interview with Herman's Hermits coming up at 10:45 this morning with Dan Marcus, and then recall it at 2 o'clock, after 2 o'clock in the afternoon with Kurt Vollman. Be the first caller to call in and recall correctly what they talked about, and you've got the tickets. Hey, it's that simple. It's today, tomorrow, and Friday. All right, so good luck. All right, this is odd but true. Some species of male spiders tie up the female spiders before mating so the females don't eat themselves afterwards. Yikes. Sneezes can leave your mouth at more than 200 miles an hour. The Mission Impossible TV series, remember that? They invented the term self-destruct with their famous mission instructions that would, quote, self-destruct in 5 seconds. So there was no self-destruct before that TV show, Mission Impossible, I guess, huh? And there's a tiny epoxy shield inside a soda can. Otherwise, the soda would corrode in 3 days. The can would just rust away. Boy, that sounds healthy, huh? Having a little bit of epoxy with your Coca-Cola in the morning. It's 7:47 at WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. sense. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. From refreshing sips to snack sensations. Their great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer. And the team is ready to serve you in-store or in Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Glenn Campbell, there you got it. Gentle on my mind. He was in a bunch of movies. He was in, of course, True Grit. He starred in that picture along with John Wayne and Kim Darby. Got pretty top billing in that film, third billing. Also, he was in a movie called Norwood. I have it on DVD. It was him. I think Kim Darby was in that as well. And they tried to make a couple out of them, screen couple. And also, Joe Namath, the football player, Broadway Joe Namath, was in that film, too. Acting so-so. But he was also in Baby, the Rain Must Fall with Steve McQueen back in 1965. No speaking parts, but Steve McQueen's got a band in the movie Baby, the Rain Must Fall, and his guitarist is Glenn Campbell. You can see him on screen. It's 7:53, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. I got the Bee Gees. They were in a movie, too. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yeah, it wasn't a good movie, but they were in it. Here they are, to love somebody.
There's a light, a certain kind of light, to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
The Bee Gees, Love Somebody. You know, it's hard to believe that Barry Gibb is all alone now. He lost three brothers. Yeah, Andy Gibb. And he lost the twin brothers, Maurice and, I can't think of his name all of a sudden. It went out of my head there. Robin. Maurice and Robin Gibb. Man, it must be weird to be all alone now. He's the only Gibb left. Today, sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, clear, lows 28. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 52. It's real. I checked it. Sunny, 36 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, the internet asked women what the best pickup lines in the world were. I've asked women, does anybody use these lines on you? And they said no. But here they go. These are the lines. Are you a 0% APR loan because I'm having trouble understanding your terms and you aren't showing any interest? Do you have a raisin? No. How about a date? I think you dropped something. What? Your standards. And here's one I remember somebody once telling me. They didn't use it, but they heard the line. It said, your father's a thief. He stole the moon and the stars and put him in your eyes. Ladies, does any of that stuff ever work? I've never used anything. My pickup line is, hi, I'm Don.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. Thank you.
for my guy. Tell me more, there's not a man.
Ah, Mary Wells, my guy. Local news, Tablas Hits, WRJN. You're running late for work this morning? All right, here are some of the weirdest excuses people have used for being late to work. You might want to try some of these. I was detained by Homeland Security.